Well, hello everyone. This is I here in the Red Rocks for class number two, the good old emotional body. Everybody's favorite subtle body, huh? So this is your favorite subtle body. Raise your hand. Obviously, the comedy team is right here and raring to go. So you can receive the comedy team or call in your own comedy team to work with the comedy team we're bringing forward. So don't be surprised if you have some spontaneous laughter tonight, maybe some deep tears, all that good stuff. So question is, are you guys ready? Are you ready for deep healing and transformation in your emotional body? That would relate to your belly area and your chest area. Although that your base of your spine can be affected as well. Our good old base chakra, right? Everybody's favorite. So today we're going to de-stress, whatever that means, your limbic system of the survival fears that may have been triggered ever since, oh God, 2012, when things didn't quite happen like we had been told. And of course, it started this new year as well. Healing through joy. Powerful energies joy is. So tonight, we're going to uncover the layers of your emotional body. So you want to think of your emotional body as an energy system that has different layers. You could say that it corresponds to each age of your life up to your current age. You can look at it that way. Or you can look at it like it perhaps it has seven major layers representing certain aspects of earth life, like personal relationships, marriage, first boyfriend, first girlfriend, that level. There's also a business level that's related to the emotional body. There's obviously a layer that has to do with your self-esteem. How you think of yourself, how you view yourself in the world. So there are many layers here. And we will call forth your wonderful inner child. So you can do that right now as you get your body comfortable. The activations are restarted. So the emotional body, as you know from experience, can have stuck points and trauma points and pain points. So we're going to do our best collectively today to begin the de-stressing process. And we'll begin to extract the emotional energy that's tied into your memories, which are tied into experiences you've had that are not fully complete, shall we say, where the wisdom is still missing. And all this, of course, relating to your beautiful sacred heart. Oh, by the way, that is non-local. It's a spiritual level, but obviously it ties into your physical heart, your blood pressure, and all that good stuff. So the idea here is to not only begin to rebalance your emotional body, but also for you to understand that in order for your soul to, speak freely, channel freely through the body, that it cannot go through the mental and emotional body. It has to come directly from where it is, non-locally speaking, through the body. So through the voice and through the hands and all that good stuff. And we would like you, if you haven't done this, to keep a power journal of your thoughts, feelings, emotions, insights, realizations, your aha moments, because this will greatly assist in your integration. And if you're an artist, you can draw. Instead of writing down, you can draw in your power art journal. Symbology is very powerful. And if you want to start your journal tonight, you can reflect back on the first class and what that brought up for you and what you got from that. So it is said that when you write something down, you have a higher percentage of being able to manifest what you are desiring through writing, making it very physical. And artwork, same thing, getting it physical. Okie dokie. So let's take a deep breath. We're going to invite your pets to come on in. They have what unusual kind of emotional body. They do feel emotions. And they do dream. And they have their out-of-body experiences, of course. So we're going to ask your pets that are present to begin to release the human energies that they have taken on in order to help their master. So they have permission, big time permission, to release the human energies that they have absorbed, of which affects them medically speaking. So they've taken on the human conditions, medically speaking, emotionally too. They do feel pain in their own kind of way. So we're going to call in the spirit of your pets. Isis zone, pearl zone, that level. Okay, kingdom within. Yes, indeed. All right, we are moving towards that. The kingdom within. All right, so get comfortable. And we're going to use the power of the breath to focus. Easiest way to focus is through breathing, conscious breathing. So you're going to breathe in and you're going to breathe out. And imagine that your in-breath and your out-breath is creating a circular motion or movement. So it's not just in and then maybe hold the breath for a few seconds and then out, but breathing in and breathing out to where you don't notice a difference in the inhalation or the exhalation. And energetically, you can feel the power of the circle or the figure eight flow or spiral, anything that gives you a sense of unity and connection. And the power of the breath not only takes in prana, but it can take in the divine light. So you want to orient your breathing to the great central sun and your heart center by priming your solar plexus with the breath. Priming. You know what that means. So we're priming the solar plexus through the power of the breath. Now, you can also take in sound vibrations that are of a divine nature as well. So it's the light and sound of creation. Now, when you consciously do this, the cells in your body are going to respond like, whoa, what's this? This feels really good, right? And so you're going to bring your awareness to your third eye center as you are breathing. Bring all of your attention there. Let go of your to-do list. You're going to detach from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your to-do list, everything that's not going quite right in your life. And you're going to focus on what's really working within you. So we're focusing on what we will call the positive elements of your being and your physical body. All the while, on another level, we are tapping into and aligning to the power of joy. Okay, you're going to ground and align your body with the earth through the power of joy. Joyfully, deeply connecting with the spirit of the earth. Allowing your body to feel as if it is one with nature. Now, what comes to mind, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we'd like you to think about birds chirping in the morning as the sun comes up and brings warmth to the earth. You can imagine that there is a whole flock of birds in a big tree, and then you can begin to hear their singing. And that represents one aspect of the joy power of the earth. How does that make you feel? Just allow yourself to align with that. Birds singing, all different kind of birds. And they're each singing their song to you and to the earth. They're giving praise. They're sending blessings to you, humanity. They're singing to one another. So remember that feeling. Okay, keeping focus within the third eye center. Now, inside your brain, on a physical level, there's this place there. It's called the limbic system, and it has to do with your survival instincts. Now, it generally carries the whole range of emotions, but we have been programmed to to activate what we call the more negative aspects of the emotional body, such as fear. Which, when activated, increases the adrenaline and cortisol levels that come from the adrenal glands and the kidneys. It also houses deep levels of anger or energy that was never expressed correctly, held in. These are two of the more powerful survival emotions that can emanate from your limbic system, which affects your amygdala, which is by your temple area. So what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in. Now, it's going to be different for each one of you, but you're going to breathe in some aspect of joy that can begin to neutralize your survival fears, your deep sense of rage and or anger, unexpressed emotions. You've got sadness in there. You've got grief. You've got any number of emotional states So we are addressing the memories of your life, and could be other lifetimes as well, carryovers, that have not been resolved, that have not been completed with the wisdom element. Now, you can breathe in the vibration of compassion, if you will. Forgiveness is good. Breathe in wisdom, unconditional love, whatever you're choosing. And generally, you're going to go back to early childhood. You're going to go back to those times where you felt abused in any kind of a way, where you felt abandoned or neglected or put aside, where you felt invalidated, those times where you felt not accepted, where you felt judged and put down, where you were scolded, blamed, felt a victim of. So you want to go really deep into this level of these memories where you felt punished for something, especially something that you did not do, and that you were blamed for it, or where you were the effect of somebody's incorrect projections and judgments about you or what you did or what you didn't do. Reward and punishment level. And just breathe in whatever kind of joy energy that you wish. You're going to feel it in your body. You most likely feel it in your solar plexus, maybe your kidney area, your chest area. You might even have a headache. We can also include any injuries to you emotionally, like from a car accident, a sports injury, anything of a sudden nature that came unexpectedly, a diagnosis of a medical condition out of the blue. We're covering all bases here. Now, open up your third eye center in a matter of speaking and move into your level of insights and clarity, called your clairvoyance. Okay, we're actually going to now, since we've disengaged from tribal consciousness, we're going to move more deeply into the quantum realm, while keeping the pineal gland of the body activated, and you're going to begin to see through your soul body, symbolically seeing through the pineal center of your physical body. You're going to scan your physical body for any areas of hurt. And this can be related to current conditions. And you're going to begin a dialogue, a telepathic dialogue, as you open up your telepathic channels. So we're going to pick an area that has emotional charge. It's expressed through your physical body, and you're going to begin as if it was like your inner child, and you're going to have a conversation, a telepathic conversation, cause and effect, what's the feeling, what's the energy there in your body? What's the message that it's attempting to tell you, the soul? You're going to trust what you get, and that's what your journal is for. Keep breathing. Okay, let's call in the healing team. Comedy team's already present. You're going to call in your guardian angel and your guides. Now, talk to your inner child. And again, have a conversation with what's going on in the body. Your inner child always tells you directly. So it has access, if you will. Ask your inner child what needs to be done to resolve this stress in your limbic system. Now, if you get headaches, if you get migraines, or if you have your monthly cycle discombobulation, you can ask your inner child about that level as well. Again, headaches can represent unexpressed emotions or holding back. And over time, the limbic system begins to become overloaded, if you will. Just like your kidneys and adrenal glands can become overloaded. Give yourself permission to really tune in. Ask yourself, am I having difficulty in walking upon the planet? Am I having difficulty in walking my talk? Am I having difficulty in expressing my spirituality on an everyday level? Do I have permission to speak freely, to act freely, to be myself, my soul self? Am I the effect of my ego or my chatterbox mind? Am I the effect of what others say? Where have I given away my power? You can ask your inner kid, show me where I've given away my power as a spiritual presence upon the planet, that level. Breathing deeply. You may have flashbacks, that's normal. Kriyas, that's normal as well, represents blocked energy trying to free itself from the body or within the body. Where am I stuck? Ask your inner kid, show me where I'm stuck emotionally. Am I stuck in being a adolescent? Am I stuck in being a teenager? Am I stuck being a little kid? Am I stuck when I was born? Birth trauma? you might have some flashbacks as to the first time you were punished for something by your parents or your caregivers. Or the first time that you were reprimanded in public and got really embarrassed. Or the first time when someone really came down on you. Know what I mean? Really got on your case. Remember the first time where you just felt helpless in whatever situation, emotional situation was occurring, feeling very helpless and not being able to do anything. Or remember the first time that you really cried, or the first time that you got really upset. Or your very first injury. Or your very first medical condition. What was going on in your life? You can tap into your inner kid. Be willing to uncover the unconscious, the shadowy parts. The hidden parts. It takes great wisdom, it takes a great soul to be willing to uncover everything, to bring everything out of the closet. Now, if you're holding levels of guilt, that's really going to affect the health of your body. Same thing with what we call shame. Those are the result of other people's judgments upon you that you accepted. Now keep your focus through the third eye center. And begin to receive now the solar vibrations through the pineal, pituitary, thalamus, and into the limbic system. So this is a vibration that's coming from the core of the great central sun, the heart of creation, if you will, for this galaxy and universe and solar system. And just simply allow a reconstruction, if you will, a recalibration of your limbic system, your nervous system, all the emotional centers in your body, and all the levels in your emotional body, and your pain body, if you believe in that. Now you're going to hold the thought or intention that it's all very simple. And you can do it. That you are doing it. That the healing that you've asked for a very long time is happening now. The emotional healing is happening now. It is happening because you are allowing it to be happening. You are surrendering your sense of control. To all that is. Feeling as if you are being blessed by the light. And that the spirit of life is overcoming you in a matter of speaking. Now, all that you prayed for regarding your emotional healing and your emotional well-being, give it over, in a matter of speaking, to the Great Spirit, the Spirit of Life. Allowing the cells in your body to receive, especially your kidneys and adrenal glands, your triple warmer, acupuncture term, your triple warmer, now allow the power points in your body to activate and begin to feel surges of energy moving through your nervous system, moving through your brain. Allow all the muscle groups in your body to begin to relax, to become soft. So that the circulation can begin to increase in your body. More blood flow to the muscle groups and the connective tissue and through your spine. Okay, activating the pillars of light in the four corners of your room. And just allow your awareness to begin to move into a do-nothing internal space, into that quietness and the stillness of being, moving into the core of beingness, bringing all of your awareness actually into that part of the brain that's beingness. To that part of the brain that holds the quantum vibrations and frequencies of New Earth, of the fifth dimension, of your next step, of heaven on earth. Simply let go of doing. Moving into a more expanded state of presence and awareness of your power to heal your emotional and physical bodies. Of the power to change course within your destiny. Moving into that place of manifestation that is effortless, it's easy, it's simple, it's playful, it's joyful. Now, unconsciously, chant inwardly, I am 72 times. Sacred number of Prime Source, 72. Invoking I am 72 times. And we'll give you a few moments of silence. No hurry, just conscious 72 times. Slow deep breath. Now open up your emotional body from that place in the quantum where you are, so it now can begin to receive the rays from the great central sun, the solar vibrations, the light and sound, quasar solar vibrations. imprinting your emotional body, also to include your etheric physical body as well. The solar vibration has the inherent capacity for balance, for harmony, for restructuring, realigning, recalibrating anything that is amiss or out of balance as you allow. So it might feel as that your life energetically is beginning to be recalibrated to a more natural way of being. You can imagine the pain, the trauma, the suffering, the heaviness is turning into joy. It is magically transmuting into this joy-filled vibration of love and peace and ecstasy and bliss, extreme happiness. Okay, you're going to ground this sense, this new felt sense, this vibration into the earth through the bottoms of your feet. And you're going to share this vibration with nature, with the Earth Mother, with all of the animals and creatures upon the planet, with all of the elemental beings of the sky, the water, the earth, the trees, the flowers, the rocks. Sharing this with the Elohim, sharing this with the heart of Prime Source, sharing this with the universe, the galaxy, the solar system. And as you become a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace, you can share this infinitely with all beings, with all things, with all aspects of nature of the earth, with the angelic realms, with the ascended master realms, with the star beings, with your ancestors and all of your family members, your pets. Now, you can envision your limbic system beginning to radiate these beautiful rainbow colors. A very positive energy emanating from your limbic system. Very clear colors. Very bright. Okay, bring in the power of the infinity sign for your brain. Right left hemisphere, your corpus callosum, your pineal pituitary thalamus, your amygdala, limbic system, medulla oblongata, your brain stem, your cortexes. To all the sacred places in your physical brain. Breathing in the power of forgiveness, compassion, wisdom, the Christ of light, now check in with your inner child. And you may send your inner child off to Mother Mary's garden to go have some really good, deep, serious play and fun. Now, as a little bonus for this activation, we're going to invoke the sublime energies of our sister planet Venus. That is the hierarchy on Venus, the brotherhood and sisterhood of light on Venus. To bless not only your body, your emotional body, but your home, your automobiles, your workplace, and all that you would be doing this springtime. Taking in, fully receiving these blessings from beloved Venus. Taking in that beautiful divine feminine vibration. Let it go deep into your emotional body. In your physical body. And let it really touch the core of your heart, your sacred heart. Allow your soul to expand with these vibrations into the next octave of soul consciousness, learning and growth. I am the power of change. Feel that. I am the power of change. I am a divine change agent within self. I am the new thought leader within self. Taking a slow, deep breath. Now we're going to come back to physical focus, back to the focus of your physical body with a new understanding, a new attitude, perception, outlook on life, on the power of joy as a healing force. Okay, we're going to extend this power of joy into your future. Your future of 30 to 60 to 90 days into your probable futures, 1 to 3 months, extending this power, this beautiful power and energy into your future, into your probable realities, your potential realities. Giving it over to a higher power called your I Am. Now, just allow your body to settle in these new vibrational changes. So you can gently stretch your arms and your legs. You want to wrap these energies around your body. Now allow these changes to work on its own without your interference. They'll be running in the background of your awareness. And as you allow, you will move into these beautiful changes physically, emotionally, in your business, in your relationships, in your workspace, in your free time. Okay, becoming more aware of your physical body, becoming aware of the bottoms of your feet. Gently feel your spine. Now, for some of you, you may want to continue to take a little bit of rest time, say an extra 10, 15 minutes. Always remember to drink water afterwards and make sure you're grounded before driving in your car. And hold the belief and intention that today and the rest of this week, food and whatever you drink is going to taste really good. Joyfully really good. Now you want to thank your pets for attending. And before you come out of this meditation, to extend this vibration of peace and joy to all of your relatives, your family members, and any ancestors that you can think of. Also include all former spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, bosses that you've had to work for. Know that you are loved and blessed, as always. And until next week, Do keep your power journal. Write down your thoughts, feelings, emotions, impressions, insights. So until next time, many blessings to you and have a great week.